Unit 2, Listening, page 23. Exercises 7 and 8.
They once ruled the skies of the eastern United States. People reported huge flocks of up to a billion, making the sky above darker for hours as they flew by. In the mid-1800s, the passenger pigeon was perhaps the most numerous bird in the world. Little more than 50 years later, just one remained. A female named Martha, who died all alone in 1914 at the Cincinnati Zoo. To tell us more about this tragic story of the passenger pigeon, we are joined by bird expert Chris Audie.
Thank you, Sarah.
So what happened to the passenger pigeon? How could a species go from being so numerous to none in around half a century?
Well, what happened to the passenger pigeons was, in a word, us. Humans had always hunted these birds, but in the 19th century, the number of killings exploded. They were also the victim of advances in technology. First, the telegraph, which allowed people to get messages across the country quickly, allowed people to report where the pigeons were, and secondly, the new railway system allowed hunters to get to these places easily and start killing the birds.
But why did they want to do that?
Well, passenger pigeons were big business. The dead birds were sent all over the U.S. by train and sold to restaurants or in markets.
Didn't anyone try to stop this?
There was some concern, and it led to the U.S. government making one of its first environmental laws to protect animal species. It actually became law in 1900, the last year a passenger pigeon was seen in the wild.
So it was too late for the passenger pigeon.
Yes, sadly.
So is there anything we can learn from this story?
Well, if there is anything good to have come out of this, it's that the passenger pigeon has become a symbol of the damage humans are capable of doing. I hope it would be impossible for such a disastrous event to ever happen again. Though sadly, we do still see species that are threatened with extinction because of human activity. We need to remember, this earth doesn't just belong to us, and we share it with billions of other life forms. It is our responsibility to make sure we protect others.